Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you principles from the Word of God of what to do when it looks like things aren't working. I'll tell you, God's Word always works. So some way or another, the enemy is trying to deceive us or he's trying to hinder us, but things will always work according to God's Word as long as we're in line with it. What are some of these principles? First of all, look to source. Make your source be God. Your source is the Lord. Don't look to any other source. Put God first place. He's your strength. He is the one who is going to meet your need. Secondly, rely on the covenant that you have. God works by the covenant relationship you have. You can't just approach Him the way you want. You're going to approach Him with the Word of the covenant. Third, be submissive to God. God's going to resist the proud. He is certainly going to give grace to those who are going to be humble in themselves and who are going to submit and yield themselves to the Lord. Walk in the fear of the Lord. When you have the fear of the Lord, you'll hate evil and you will not walk in the ways of sin. Do not blame God ever. God is your source. Don't ever think that God's holding anything back. Don't blame Him for what He has done or hasn't done. God's Word is the way He performs things. He responds to faith, and He will respond to your faith. And remember, all the promises of God are yea, and in Him, amen. Now, don't fall for that sovereignty of God explanation. I hear it so often that God can do whatever He wants, and God may answer yes, He may answer no, He may answer wait a while, these kind of things. God's Word is the truth. When God says He's going to do something, He's going to do it. And when we meet the conditions, then God is going to perform it. That lie of sovereignty says God has independent authority and He can do whatever He wants. No, that's not so. God has bound Himself by His Word, and He has made a covenant. How can you have faith in God to heal you, to deliver you, to prosper you, to answer prayer, to give you wisdom, to move in your life, to protect you? How can you have faith if you didn't have a means to expect that He was going to perform His Word? And you have that. It's the Word of the covenant. He will absolutely perform His Word in our life. Another area is ask for wisdom. A lot of times we just don't see things clearly. You need to ask for wisdom so that God will give you wisdom to see the broad picture of what is going on. Get in the Word of God. Get the Word on the answer to your problem and put on the armor of God. The Word in your mind, the Word in your heart, the Word in your mouth, the Word directing your steps, the Word ready to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. Maintain trust in the Lord at all times in His Word. Don't ever back off of it. And rejoice in the midst of any of the temptations. Rejoice not in the circumstances, not in what the enemy's doing. Rejoice in the Lord and what He's doing because you're continually speaking His Word. Overcome any area of sin. Remember that when sin was in their camp, they could not win the battle. You're not going to overcome the enemy. In fact, you're giving place to the devil if you have sin in the camp. And you know, you don't have to yield yourself, your members, unto sin any longer. But now we can yield our members to righteousness, obedience, unto seeing the promise of God come to pass. Let go of the bitterness and unforgiveness. Walk in love at all times. It is extremely important. You must walk in love, or otherwise you will get out of fellowship with the Lord and hinder Him from moving in your life. In the last broadcast, we're talking about how we need to pray. Pray accurately. We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. And we pray the Word, which is making a legal demand of what's due us. We receive by taking hold of it with our faith. We believe that we receive. You know, Mark 11, verse 24, talks about how you believe you receive, and then it shall come to you. You believe you take hold of it. How do I do that? With my faith, by the words of my mouth. I believe that I take hold of peace. I believe that I take hold of the wisdom of God. I believe that I take hold. And this is because you prayed to the Father in the name of Jesus, and you brought a scripture to Him that is showing Him that this is your right and what He will perform for you. And this is the way we approach God, to the Father in the name of Jesus. Approach Him with a word. Take hold of it with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving shows that you believe you receive it, and you pray without ceasing. Not only praying with our understanding, but also praying with our spirit in tongues, releasing what the Holy Spirit would pray through you. It is available for everybody. Remember, praying with your spirit is praying in tongues. According to 1 Corinthians 14:14, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. And the Holy Spirit is interceding for us, through us, according to the will of God. We also talked about taking authority over the enemy. God has given you authority. You've been delivered out of the authority of darkness. You've been translated into the kingdom, the position to rule and reign. You need to bind the demons. You need to loose and untie their hold. You need to cast out every spirit that has come in from any area, from inheritance or your own sins or being a victim of sin. And you need to come against the enemy's strongholds. In Jeremiah 1:10, the Bible talks about the fact that He has given us that position over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, pull down, destroy, and throw down all the works of the enemy. But we're also going to build and to plant the things of God as we sow according to the Word. You sow to yourself in righteousness, and you're going to reap the mercy of God in your life. So it's important that we do that. We also need to resist the devil. Do not be yielding to the devil. When the enemy comes against you with temptation, the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Who's supposed to resist him? You are. Quit asking God to get the devil off your back. He gave you authority. He told you to resist him. You can speak the word. You can resist him steadfast in the faith and he will flee from you. You also need to learn to speak to that mountain. Mark 11:23, any mountain, any problem, anything that's in your way, you speak to it and you cast that thing out. And if you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe what you say is coming to pass, you're going to have it. You can speak to the mountains and they will be removed. Also, remember to always use the name of Jesus in whatever you do. The name of Jesus brings into operation the high priestly ministry of Jesus. He's the high priest over this covenant. When you speak in the name, it's going to release the power of God through the name of Jesus that is going to bring forth the victory. Also, as we are going forth to overcome the enemy, you've got to pursue the enemy with your faith and overtake and recover all that he's stolen. Remember what happened in 1 Samuel chapter 30? He was seeking the Lord about what he was supposed to do because of the fact that the people had their wives and their goods and their children taken from them. Well, what did David do? He encouraged himself in the Lord, and he sought the Lord, and God said that he was to pursue, overtake, and recover all. And this is what we need to do. 2 Samuel 22:38-41 says, I've pursued my enemies and destroyed them and turned not again until I've consumed them. I've consumed them and wounded them that they could not arise. Yea, they're fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. I'll tell you, God wants you to destroy the enemies that hate you. You can have the victory, praise God, but you're going to have to pursue those enemies. You're going to have to get after them. And remember, the physical enemies in the Old Testament are a type of the spiritual enemies. We're going to pursue after all spiritual enemies, and we're going to drive them out of every area of our life, praise God. We also have to know the enemy's tactics. The Bible says that we should not be ignorant of his devices. Don't give place to Satan lest he should get an advantage of you. He says we are not ignorant of his devices. You have to be ready for his tricks. You've got to be ready to stand against the wiles, the tricks, the strategies, his tactics. He's trying to deceive you. He's trying to get you in the flesh. He's trying to get you into the natural. He's trying to get you to look in the sense realm, go by your feelings. These are favorite tricks of the enemy. God wants you to go by the Word. He wants you to speak the Word. He wants you to take dominion. He wants you to be steadfast in the faith. God wants you to war good warfare also. 1 Timothy 1, he says, war a good warfare. In 1 Timothy 6, he says, fight the good fight of faith. God wants you to rise up and start to fight that good fight of faith, war that good warfare. God's going to bring forth a victory. And as you're praying, Isaiah 58:6 talks about fasting and prayer. When you fast and pray, you're going to loose the bands of wickedness. You're going to undo the heavy burdens. You're going to let the oppressed go free. And you're going to break every yoke of bondage. Why? Because God has given you that authority. And the anointing will break the yoke of bondage in your life. And as you're going forth and praying, remember, you're going to put those angels to work. As you pray the Word of God, the angels are going to go forth. In fact, in Matthew 26:53, Jesus said, "That can I think that I can't pray to my Father, and He shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels?" You can pray to your Heavenly Father, and He'll give you as many angels as is necessary to get the work accomplished that you're doing. Also, remember, when you speak the Word, the angels hearken unto the voice of the Word. Psalms 103, verse 20, talks about His angels that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of the Word. God wants you to put those angels to work by speaking the Word and through prayer. And as you're praying the Word and you're taking dominion, you're going to come boldly as well to the throne of grace. Hebrews 4, verse 16, talks about, "Let us therefore come boldly, confidently, unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain," the word "obtain" means, is lambano, means take hold, "that we may take hold of mercy and find grace to help in time of need." It's important that you come and take hold of the promise. God told us to do it, so be sure that you come boldly to the throne of grace and take hold of His healing mercy. Take hold of the mercy of God to deliver you or to meet your need in your life, and find that grace, the favor of God, in your time of need. Another principle is examine yourself if you are in faith, because faith is what is going to please God. Faith is what's going to move your mountain. Faith is what's going to receive from the Lord. And you have a spirit of faith already when you got born again, and you now have faith as a seed, and you can apply that spirit of faith. Now remember, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word. Specific faith comes as you're hearing the Word of God. Now 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, "Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith." You've got to examine yourself and be sure that you are operating in faith. And as you're operating in faith, you need to work your faith. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11 and verse 12, he talks about fulfilling the good pleasure of His goodness and the work of faith with power. The work of faith with power. Your faith is going to be worked, and it's going to release the power of God. And as you learn to confess the Word continually, holding fast your confession, believing what God says, and then speaking it forth with your mouth, you're going to see the promises of God come to pass, because God honors His Word. He watches over it to perform it in your life. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.